sweeps period, the critical time when AC Nielsen measures the nation's television viewership. In the meantime, Iger asked Jeff Bader, the chief of scheduling, to do an analysis of how ABC should capitalize on the millionaire phenomenon for next year's regular season. Both Michael Davies and Paul Smith had always felt that stunting, running the show on consecutive nights at infrequent intervals, was essential to build suspense, maintain viewer curiosity, and keep Millionaire an event. Andrea Wong, Davies' successor as head of alternative programming, also worried about overexposure and argued strongly that Millionaire should be scheduled during sweeps periods, almost guaranteeing ABC a ratings boost. The show had never been conceived as a weekly staple. But now the ABC executives were told to study the alternatives and their financial implications. Bader, Lloyd Braun, Stu Bloomberg, and Patricia Feely Krushel, the president of the ABC television network, met with Iger to present the recommendation that Millionaire be retained for sweeps periods and special events. But it fell to Bader to make the case. He argued that this will be a disaster if Millionaire is overexposed, and launched into reasons why Smith and Davies thought Millionaire had to remain a sweeps event. He'd barely begun when Iger interrupted. "I'm sorry, but this is not negotiable," he said. "What do you mean?" Braun asked. "Michael and I have already decided. We're going to run Millionaire 3 nights a week." There was a stunned silence. None of the ABC executives had even considered the possibility of so many episodes in a week. Bader looked to his colleagues for support, but no one said anything. "I'll take full responsibility for the decision," Iger said. Afterward, the group filed out. "Thanks, guys," Bader said. "You might as well go and get the gun, because I'm going to be fired." The other executives apologized for not coming to his defense, but clearly Iger's mind was made up. They and others suspected that Iger's strategy was to use the short-term success of Millionaire to propel himself into the Disney presidency. It was also yet another example of how seemingly arbitrary decisions were being made from the top, without any real consultation with the people running ABC day to day. As the ABC executives had speculated, the huge success of Millionaire did come just as Eisner was contemplating naming Iger president. Although he'd mentioned the possibility the previous fall, he'd done nothing further about it, and had later backtracked, saying he was worried that Roth and Litvak would leave if Iger became president. Still, he'd encouraged Iger to be patient, and the success of Millionaire gave him a strong rationale for Iger's promotion. So it was all the more devastating when Iger, vacationing in Martha's Vineyard that August, got a worried phone call from Tom Murphy. Murphy, Stanley Gold, and a few other directors had again raised the issue of succession with Eisner, and Eisner had seized on the question as an opportunity to launch a long catalog of Iger's weaknesses and faults. He'd said that Iger can never succeed me, that he lacked the stature to lead Disney. Bob Murphy told him, "I hate to tell you this, but you have to leave." Iger was devastated by the advice from his old mentor. He didn't say anything to his wife because he didn't want to spoil the vacation, but he decided he'd have to leave the company. He was expecting a bonus of about $1 million in January. Then he'd announce his resignation.